Every weekend, over 1.5 million people voluntarily get up early on a Saturday morning and run 5,000 metres. Parkrun is a free running event that takes place all over the UK and indeed across the globe. We at More or Less admire the Parkrun gang, less for their determination to run around muddy fields and more for their determination to collect data. Each runner is given a barcode, which is scanned at the end of the run and fed into a database, showing them what place they came in their race across the UK. Jordan Dunbar is our eagerly running around correspondent, and he's been trying to discover which is the easiest parkrun course in the UK and which is the hardest, and then he's going to try them out. Hello, Jordan. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay, Tim. It's probably going okay because I've started with the easiest course. It turns out that my local park run in the East End of London has the lowest average time in the UK. So I went off a couple of weeks ago to do the Hackney Marshes Park Run.
How did you get on?
Well, to be honest, Tim, I would have smashed the average time. But I got stuck behind three prams and I had to carefully overtake because I'm not a monster.
Yeah, you're a gentleman, Jordan.
Exactly. The mean time for this race is 25 minutes and 57 seconds. And I got, bearing in mind with pouring rain and the sniffles, 25 minutes and 1 second.
Well, well done. I mean, it does sound hard, you know, with the rain and the prams. But Hackney Marshes gets the lowest times. But that doesn't mean it's the fastest course. I mean, it might just be the course with the youngest, fittest runners.
Yeah, no, you do have a point there, because Hackney is full of young, overeager people like me, so it's not surprising that it's fast. It could be that the data is telling us more about the runners than the course. In fact, of the top 10 fastest runs in the UK, all but one of them are in London, the other one's in Glasgow. We got Parkrun to give us the average age for all UK runs, and this confirmed that London runs dominate the list of the most youthful events. So, we looked for another way of analysing the data, and instead of looking at just average time, we looked at average age grading.
Impress me.
Well, age grading compares your result to the world record for your age. So if you compare my performance for 5,000 metres of 25 minutes to the world record of about 12 and a half minutes, you come up with an age grade of about 50%, which is 12.5 divided by 25. Using age grade, we can figure out age-adjusted average for each course. Hackney comes out with an average age grade of 58%.
58%? Right. So that means your 50% is actually pretty slow for Hackney.
That is one way of looking at it, Tim. Yes, thank you for pointing that out.
So you were below average on the fastest course in the country?
No, the third fastest. After age grading, Dulwich in South London is second, and the number one is Queen's Belfast in yet another win for Northern Ireland.
If by win you mean has the weediest parkrun course in the UK.
Okay, fair enough. I like to think that it might be the superiority of the citizens of Belfast, but for the purposes of this item, I think we have to assume it's the easiest course.
I think we do, and what I really want to know is which is the hardest one?
Well, we started our search for the hardest parkrun by looking for which runs had the steepest hills of climb. Lanhydrock in Cornwall and Weeper on the Welsh border near Chester have about 450 feet of running uphill, which compares to 8 feet for Hackney. But then we discovered Milham in Cumbria, which has the slowest average age grade and the highest average time of 35 and a half minutes.
So why is Milham so hard? Is it uphill all the way?
No, it's actually pretty flat.
Well, then what is it? Is it through a labyrinth full of goblins? The fire swamp populated by rodents of unusual size?
Oh, it's worse than that, Tim. Here's a review I found from a man who ran it for the first time last week.
That's the muddiest run I've ever run. Not sure about it being a race. More like survival. Who needs to pay to enter a mud run when you can do Milham Park Run? For free.
Well, that sounds lovely. And you're going to do it this week. I have a feeling you're going to get very, very muddy.
Yeah, I don't think prams are going to be a problem this time.
Well, good luck, Jordan Dunbar. We will hear back from Jordan next week. You're listening to More or Less, and you can get in touch with us to boast about your parkrun times or tell us anything else by emailing moreorless@bbc.co.uk.